I believe that there are circumstances where, in fact, illegal immigrants are driving down wages. The question is, how do we fix it? Because oftentimes when it's posed that way, then the thinking is that somehow we have to pit low-wage American workers versus low-wage immigrant workers. My answer is to stop illegal workers from coming in, hold employers accountable, but give the 12 million people who are here illegally, many of whom have been here for years, many of whom have U.S. Citizens for children, to make sure that they've got a pathway to legalization. If we do that, then they do have rights that they can access.
What about January 2009? Still millions of illegals. Would you let them work? Would you encourage them to work? Would you give them rights as they work?
No. I think that if they are legal, then they should not be able to work in this country. That is part of the principle of comprehensive reform, that we're going to crack down on employers who are hiring them and taking advantage of them. But I also want to give them a pathway so that they can earn citizenship, earn a legal status, start learning English, pay a significant fine, go to the back of the line, but they can then stay here and they can have the ability to enforce a minimum wage that they're paid, make sure that worker safety laws are available, make sure that they can join a union.